News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Good morning, Minister Michael McGrath. Minister Michael McGrath is joining us now and we're discussing the COVID situation. Minister, 93 deaths yesterday, the highest since the pandemic began. And I know we all need to stay home and social distance, that goes without saying, but it appears we're still getting something wrong.
Good morning, Ciara. It was a shocking number of deaths reported yesterday, and the vast majority of them, as you know, actually took place this month in January. And I think it is a stark reminder, if we needed another one, of just how deadly this virus can be. And, you know, behind each one of those numbers is a person, a husband, a wife, a son, a daughter, a grandmother, a grandfather. And we all now increasingly are knowing people personally who have suffered very badly from COVID or, unfortunately, who have passed away. So, you know, we are seeing some progress in the overall numbers now, the daily case numbers and the number of people who are hospitalised. But there is absolutely no room for complacency.
No,
we have to drive down these numbers, and we know
they are still worryingly high. Is this still a result of socialising at Christmas when you opened up?
Well, we're now at the 20th of January, and I think the numbers have remained higher for longer than the majority of people expected, even the public health experts. We don't know for sure exactly what role the UK variant is playing, though the data would suggest it is playing a significant role. And I think we all now just need to double down and do the simple things right, reduce our contacts, stay at home if at all possible. The best thing that we can do to protect our frontline workers is to prevent the spread of this virus, because we know that even though the daily case numbers are falling, there's a significant time lag between
But my concern is, and I think most people are adhering to the level 5 restrictions and we know what we're supposed to do, but what are we still getting wrong? 360 cases in nursing homes in the past month in the Northwest region alone. How are we infecting our most vulnerable people when we all know what we should be doing, when we have PPE? What is actually going on?
I think the vast majority are doing the right things, but not everyone. And, you know, the virus doesn't spread by itself. It spreads when we come into contact with others and we get too close to people. So that is why, you know, the reinforcement of the public health messaging is just so important.
But how are we breaching what should be a ring of steel around nursing homes? Because our staff have PPEs, everyone should be adhering to protocols and everyone knows what to do. How do we have 360 cases in nursing homes in the last month alone in one region?
I think the message from the public health experts all along has been that, you know, if you have widespread community transmission of COVID-19, it will inevitably, despite the enormous efforts of so many people, make its way into congregated settings. It is almost impossible to prevent that happening in any circumstances where you have such a level of community transmission. So look, this is within our own control. There are some early promising signs of progress. But we know that our hospital system remains under enormous pressure and our frontline workers are doing incredible work. And we just have to support them now by driving down these numbers.
And I think we are absolutely all on the same page about that and about, you know, notwithstanding some glitches, the vaccine being rolled out as fast as possible. But we are coming towards the end of January when these level 5 restrictions run out. What's going to happen next? Nobody believes you're going to lift them. How much longer do you expect them to continue?
The Cabinet COVID Committee will meet on Monday of next week and we will get a full update from NPHET, from the CEO of the HSC, from all of the public health experts, and we will discuss the scenario at that point and then make a recommendation to the full Cabinet on Tuesday of next week. But I think it's fair to say that no one expects that there will be a widespread reopening of the economy. And, you know, we need to drive these numbers down much further.
And is it one month at a time we're going to inch forward, or what can people expect?
Well, that will be a decision for government next week, and we will try and give people as much notice as we possibly can to plan their lives. Obviously, at this point, despite the huge difficulties this week in the planned reopening of the special schools and the special ed classes, the 1st of February remains the target date for the reopening of schools generally.
So we need to review that. Are you going to let the unions block it? I mean, we've blocked special needs kids. We've had inundated with texts from families distressed and distraught about what's happening currently. Are we going to see the tail wagging the dog on an ongoing basis about education?
Look, the developments last night are, you know, deeply disappointing. We have all been contacted by so many families of special needs children for whom this means so much. There were legitimate concerns expressed by many special education teachers and SNAs, and unfortunately, many of them just were not convinced that it was safe to reopen schools, despite the clear message from the public health experts. So we need to stick at it because we do need to get our schools reopened as quickly as possible, particularly for the most vulnerable children.
Look, thank you very much for speaking to us this morning. That is Minister Michael McGrath, Minister for Public Expenditure and Reform.